The following program does not necessarily reflect the opinions and viewpoints of the staff and management of this station.
Are you part of a family in crisis? Whether your troubles are acute, like a suddenly uncovered affair, an arrest, or financial collapse, or chronic, with the kind of pressure that slowly grinds loving hearts into dust, it's time to be encouraged, because this is your place for healing. Welcome to Heart Menders, where we help you see what's poisoning your relationships and give you the universal antidote. Now, here's the host of Heart Menders, Carol Gordon.
News Radio 1000 KTLK, this is Heart Menders with Carol Gordon, where hearts and lives are changed. I'm your host, Carol Gordon, and my guests today are Rob and Sherry Shoemaker of the Oklahoma City Healing Rooms. In case you missed us last week, they were on with us then, and they told us a little bit about the history of the Healing Rooms. And Rob, could you capsule that again today?
Yeah, sure, I'd be happy to. Well, the Healing Rooms all became part of the ministry of John G. Lake. Then when he passed away, years later, a gentleman named Cal Pierce picked up the mantle and redug the wells of healing and began to open up his own healing room in Spokane. And people began to see such an anointing on this, they wanted to take it back to their own cities. And so he began to help them and show them how to do that. And in 10 years, it has gone from was one little room in Spokane to 44 countries worldwide.
Whoa. That is interesting.
So there's healing rooms in 44 different countries.
Whoa, that is wonderful. And so you're opening one here in Oklahoma City.
Yes, ma'am.
And how did you learn about this?
Well, we learned about it from all things watching Channel 4 TV. They had a special news segment that Ernie Paulson put on, and he was talking about the Tulsa Healing Center. Mm-hmm. And this story of this one lady here in Oklahoma City that didn't have any hope. She was terminal cancer. Doctor says, there's nothing I can do, and you might try this place. So she calls the Tulsa Healing Center. They schedule an appointment. She received some healing. Then she made another appointment, received some more healing. And now she's been delivered and healed from terminal cancer.
Praise the Lord. So even doctors are referring
right.
people.
Yes.
And I think right. they did that historically back when John D. Lake
right.
had his centers.
Right.
And
so
they
yeah.
cleaned out the hospitals in Spokane.
Yes. Cleaned them out. So anyhow, as Ernie Paulson is sharing this story, I'm all stirred in my spirit. I'm bouncing off the walls. Literally, my wife's saying, "Honey, sit down. I'm going to wake up the dog."
You know. I know.
So anyhow, so I contact Larry Palmer in Tulsa, and then we had a series of correspondences, and then they brought two outreach meetings to Oklahoma City. We were there for both of them, and we've got all fired up about it. And so we knew that this was something that we were supposed to do.
Amen. Amen. Well, I know from longtime acquaintance that you're a very enthusiastic and forceful person.
And I know thank you.
And I know that Sherry has a strong healing anointing.
Oh, yes.
So
thank you.
I think that's a great team. And Sherry, How are you getting going here in Oklahoma City? How do people find out about you? How do they contact you?
All they have to do is they can call us at Faith Fellowship Church. We have a number. It's 947-7734. It's area code 405. Also, we have our healing room email is oklahomacityhealingrooms@cox.net. It, or they can go to the worldwide net, which is www.healingrooms.com at US 1537, which will give them all of the healing rooms that are located in the Oklahoma City area and around the world.
Oh, that's wonderful. So the information is readily available.
Yes,
right.
ma'am.
That's we had
great.
A lady from Florida that called us. She got on the World Wide Web website and called us because she was coming from Florida to visit her dad who lives here in Oklahoma City. So, I mean, it's a benefit. And so maybe, you know, if you have relatives that are out of in another city, another state, get on the website and see if there's a healing room there and make contact with them and then take them to that healing room.
Well, we know that there is just a strong move of the Lord going on around the world in healing people.
Yes.
They're just spectacular supernatural healings going on all the time.
Right.
We don't
yes.
always hear about them, but they're happening. I have a little thing on my computer that comes in that's breaking Christian news, and it just reports some spectacular healings that are going on. And on our prayer team, we have a prayer team that prays for prayer needs that come into HeartMenders. And a little over a month ago, there was a prayer request for a lady who was expecting a baby, and they had said that the baby would have problems with his heart and several other things. And so we began to pray, and the baby arrived. The doctors wanted her to abort the baby.
Oh, my.
At 8 months. And she wouldn't do that. And she had the baby about 10 days ago, and all of the problems had disappeared.
Praise
except
God.
One hole in his heart. So they scheduled surgery for the next day, and by the time that time came, the heart was healed.
Hallelujah.
So
hallelujah.
God is healing.
Amen.
Strongly. We know the healing revival that's been going on in Florida that is now spreading around the country. Mm-hmm. And so God is on the move,
yes,
touching people's
absolutely.
Lives absolutely. In physical healing, just as Jesus got people's attention by physical healing.
Yes.
He's doing it again.
Amen to that.
And so we are excited that you're right in the big middle of this.
Yes,
and
it's exciting.
Opening the healing rooms here in Oklahoma City. If you're just listening in, you are tuned to HeartMenders with Carol Gordon, where hearts and lives are changed. I'm your host, and my guests today are Rob and Sherry Shoemaker. We're talking about the new Oklahoma City healing rooms. Rob, I think you want to tell some of the things that you've heard of and seen yourself of healings that are taking place.
Well, first of all, a person has to know the authority that they have in Christ as part of the Great Commission. The easiest thing for a believer to do is get someone healed if they're in tune with the Spirit of the Lord. And there's, getting back to that, there's a story that I had heard of knowing that particular authority in the name of Jesus. This one missionary was in Turkey and was walking around with his guide. And there was a big sign on the side of this Muslim mosque that said, Jesus saves. And he's going, what in the world is this all about? So they go over there and talk to the imam that's part of, you know, the cleric there, and says, what's this about? And he begins to tell him the story about how his wife had died, and he prayed to Allah, and nothing would happen. So he says he remembered this Christian missionary some years ago that told him that he had a God that healed and delivered. His name was Jesus. So he says, in the name of Jesus, be healed. To his dead wife, she raises from the dead in a Muslim mosque.
That's wonderful.
You know, set that place on fire for the Lord. And so this gentleman says, well, sir, when did you receive Christ? He says, what? So he got him saved. Got him saved. He didn't know the power and the authority that he had in the name of Jesus. But God showed up in that situation. Mm-hmm. There's another story. I'll draw a blank.
Which one?
Oh.
Sherry, why don't you tell us a good testimony that you know. Do you have one from the healing rooms in Tulsa that you can share?
Yes. There was a lady that had come there that was, her nerves, she had a shaking, she couldn't stop shaking. And they prayed for, and she was a little better the first time they prayed. And she came back like, I think, two other times. And by the second time, she during the whole time, they had told her, now you need to read the word, you know, and find things out for yourself. You need to build yourself up as well as us building you up in prayer. And so she did. By the third time she came, the Lord had touched her so she didn't have, she had been having anxiety attacks so bad that she would shake and couldn't stop. And by the third time she was not shaking, she was calm. She goes, you know, she goes, I can do things I never thought it was possible. And she was telling him, she goes, just going outside and getting into the car, I mean, you know, that was a big step. But even being able to drive the car on the highway used to scare her really bad. And but she said, I have no problem. She goes, I can get up. I can go to the grocery store. She goes, I'm not shaking. I'm not scared. And she was so grateful.
So she came to be healed of the shaking, which was just really a symptom of a deeper root of fear.
Absolutely.
And Jesus went all the way to the
root.
Oh, yes, I love that. I love that. He does that. Back to what Rob was saying about the Islamic man that prayed in the name of Jesus. It is all about the name.
It absolutely
is. It is all about the name of Jesus. If we know him by name, we call on his name. You can call on God in somebody else's name and he won't answer.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But you call on him in Jesus' name.
And he answers.
Right.
He answers.
He validates his mm-hmm. own word.
He says, I watch over my word to perform it.
Exactly. And that's you're just activating what he's already put in
place.
That's
right. You know, he needs hands here on the earth. And so we said, okay, Lord, use us.
He's available.
He's available.
All the time.
All the time.
He just wants somebody to say, yes, let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll get right in there. He's the one that wants you on the team.
That's right.
Right.
And the people I know from experience, the people that do the praying get a lot of healing as they go along. That they might not even be aware that they need it just mm-hmm. because the Spirit of the Lord is ministering grace to them as well as through them.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, he does.
So that is wonderful. I know that you are so excited about being able to work with him in that way, to cooperate with him and see his give him the glory for this.
Amen.
It is so amazing when the Lord works through you. It's just,
yes.
It's like, you know, you see people healed immediately sometimes and you're like, Lord, you are so good.
I know.
And you used me.
Yeah. I got to be here.
Yeah,
and
I got
watch
to be
this.
Here and see
been
it.
There. I know that happens so much with our ministry, you know.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Just to see God just do things and you think, oh,
yeah.
This is wonderful.
And the thing is, everybody has that power.
Amen. Because he has.
That's right.
Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to a break now. I'm Carol Gordon with Robin Sherry Shoemaker. You're listening to Heart Menders on News Radio 1000 KTLK. This is News Radio 1000 KTOK, Heart Menders with Carol Gordon, where hearts and lives are changed. I'm your host, and we are talking today about the Oklahoma City Healing Rooms with Rob and Sherry Shoemaker. They have just getting this started here in Oklahoma City, and you can contact them and find out how you can receive prayer for healing. This is not just a new work. It's developed. There are 719 centers around the world, and Oklahoma City has got the newest one. I think there are centers opening also soon in Enid and Edmond.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Because the more centers there are, the more people can get healed.
And there's two in Tulsa.
There's two in Tulsa already. So, but you right now are starting one afternoon a week. And then as you'll expand,
yes,
more people.
Yes, we're going to start on Saturdays.
Okay.
From like 9:30 to 12:30.
Okay. So people can contact you and come in on their appointment, and there will be a team ready to pray for them.
There'll be a team ready to pray, you know, pray for them. I want to point out that when a person signs up for prayer, you know, they can come in for prayer. They're at no cost or obligation to them.
True.
So, I mean, they don't have to feel pressured to, you know, say, well, you don't pay for prayer. But while we're on that note, in order to do the work of the gospel, it does take finances. So, but we do take donations. You could also go to the website at www.healingrooms.com/US1537. And if you go through the bookstore section, if you buy any product from that bookstore section, 20% of that donation of what you buy will go back to your local healing room.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
So they have products that you can help you maintain and grow.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Also probably for training.
And, right.
And we plan on having some there at the healing room itself that they can purchase also.
There's, speaking of training, there is also an online correspondence training seminar that they can take online.
Ah.
If they go to this website, there's just a wealth of information that they may not want to use and implement.
That's great.
And
that's the national or international website.
That's the right.
Okay. www.healingrooms.com/US.
What?
That would be for you.
Just dot com.
They can get all this other.
And then they can poke around. That gets us strictly to our website, the 1537.
Okay. Well, that is wonderful, because you're not having to pioneer everything.
No.
Brother Cal Pierce made it easy for us.
Yes. Well, been there, done that. So I know that's a great help.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. I have had lunch last week with a couple that had been here and been trained and have taken heart menders to another city.
Oh,
so
wonderful.
Their whole church, the friend that introduced them to me, said their just whole church is benefiting.
Oh, that
from,
is
hallelujah. From what they're sharing in that their
wonderful.
Sunday school class. So
Lord moves in wonderful
right,
ways.
Right, right. And that's what we want. We want the work of the Lord.
That's right.
To be available everywhere all of the time. And people, many people, even that are committed to the Lord to a degree, are passive about it. They go and they think it's something you listen to, but that you don't necessarily
have to
live by or act out during your week.
Yes, as a Christian, you are to participate.
Right.
Yes.
It's very much being a partaker of His nature. Much less pray for somebody else.
Yes.
And so, but we are all called to participate with Jesus Christ in the work that he's doing on this earth.
Absolutely.
To bring the kingdom to earth.
Absolutely.
And this is one of those wonderful ways
that
he's multiplying himself yet again.
Right.
And that's what he does. He multiplies himself through
his body. It's an ever-creating word.
And So they would people that need healing contact you, the local. And you said earlier if they go on the website and they have a relative in another area, they can check and see if there is a healing room
close to their area.
Yes, it has all of them listed, and it'll even give them directions on how to get there.
Right. Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Heart Menders with Carol Gordon, where hearts and lives are changed. I'm your host, and I am talking about the Oklahoma City Healing Room with my guest, Rob and Sherry Shoemaker. Rob, what is time frame? You're just ready. You've already started with some people. You've already prayed for some people, but you expect to be up and rolling within the next week or two every Saturday.
Yeah, we keep expecting, but things happen.
But if somebody had a need,
if somebody had a need, contact us, and somebody will get back to you just as soon as we can. I monitor the email at least 100 times a day.
Yes.
And then I'm checking the phone messages also, because we are very serious. We are very committed about praying for people. We want to see the Lord heal people. The Lord's healed me of a lot of emotional garbage that I've had, for years. And my wife's got her own testimonies of how the Lord's healed her some various things. So,
God's ready to
move. God's ready to move. You, every person that's listening to my voice, you are so special to him. You're one of his little sheep, and he wants to touch and keep you healed and whole.
He wants the best for you.
He wants the best for you. So I mean, it's just amazing to see God move.
It is.
It is.
It is.
People, you know, I used to sit years ago before I became a Christian. I don't see God moving. Have you taken a breath today?
Yes.
Have you breathed today? That air was created by God for you to live and to sustain. But there's more to your life than just breathing. You've got to have that spiritual nourishment also, because you are a created being from the Spirit of God.
And if you make it through a day going everywhere you need to go and doing everything you need to go and do and get back home, you need to be praising God that you didn't have anything happen to you.
Yeah, that's so true. That's so true. And he is not only supplies us with breath, he supplies us with purpose, without which people wither mm-hmm. and don't fulfill their destiny. He has a plan for each person. He's got a way to get you trained to go just and be just where he wants you to be and do what he wants you to do and to be a blessing.
Yes, a blessing to others.
To other people that you come in contact mm-hmm. with.
Absolutely.
All the time. And so if that's not the kind of life you're living as a believer, or if as many of my audience are not necessarily believers, and haven't heard there's help from heaven to live your life, you need to get excited about the possibilities of what God can do in your life, because his plans are so much bigger, so much more exciting, so much more full of purpose and fulfillment than mm-hmm. anything you can dream up on your own.
Yes, they mm-hmm. are.
But the very things that are in your heart usually are from him if they're good.
Mm-hmm.
And he will amplify those and make them so much bigger and so much more fulfilling. You can work your whole life thinking you're achieving your goals, and if it's not God's goal for you, it will still be empty. It doesn't
That's
matter
right.
how
right.
much the world looks at, quote, success. It will be empty if it's not the purpose that God had for you.
That's right.
When he created
That's right.
you in your mother's womb.
Yes,
That's
he did.
Right.
And a lot of people... With prayer, it helps them break down some of the things, some of the walls that they've built up ourselves.
Right.
And it helps us to see more of what God can really do.
Amen. And Rob and Sherry, I thank you for being with
thank
us.
Thank you for letting us be a part of this.
You can learn more about the Oklahoma City Healing Rooms at www.healingrooms.com/US. 1537 for the Oklahoma City Healing Room, or email Rob and Sherry direct at OklahomaCityHealingRooms@cox.net, or call 404-947-7734. And again, Rob's email is OklahomaCityHealingRooms@cox.net. HeartMenders is here to encourage you to seek answers for your life. You can have all of the help from heaven that you will pursue. You can expand your hope for a good family life. HeartMenders has weekly meetings Tuesday evenings at 7 at Faithful Fellowship Church, 900 North May. You can get details at www.heartmenders.org or by calling 405-495-HOPE. That's 495-4673. We have other timely events and seminars as well. Remember, don't struggle alone. Call the same number, 495-HOPE, for prayer support. When you visit us at the website, be sure and click on the link for a free gift. And thank you again, Rob and Sherry, for sharing with us today. I know people will get very excited about the healing rooms, and I bless you in your mission there. Thanks to our sponsors, Faith Fellowship Church and Meridian Nutrition. And I appreciate Jeff Gullett, our producer. Thank you for listening today and having an open heart to receive new insights. You are the reason for this broadcast. Your Heavenly Father cares that you see truth from His perspective and be blessed. I pray that you and those you love will find healing for your brokenness, light where you've had darkness, and truthful answers for life's challenging questions. I bless you in all your footsteps this week. Next week, I will be sharing about the power of your words. I'm Carol Gordon. You've been listening to HeartMenders, where hearts and lives are changed, on News Radio 1000 KTOK.